Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from various places, recorded on Sunday, September 10th, 2023, Kingsman, the Golden Circle of Friends with Benefits, A Wonderful Life, as we know it could happen to you only live twice in a lifetime, Cop and a Half, Nelson of Rambo, First Blood, Part 2 for the Road, House Sit Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Dazed and Confused. All right, I got through it. Okay, my guests today are all returning champs, I think. Yeah, I think that's right. They are Guy Branum, Jesse Joyce, and Arden Marine.
Yay!
Hello!
Yay. Thanks for having us.
Yay!
Those aren't even hard names to say, and I just stumbled through it. But
you did great.
Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name. She's a champion and the host of Will You Accept This Rose, a podcast I appear on frequently. It's Petite Flower, Arden Marine.
Hi, Doug. Thank you so much for having me back.
Thanks for being back wherever you are. I hear it's in the East.
I'm in New York City. And it was raining today, which was very exciting.
That's fun. Weather's fun.
I talked about you all weekend last weekend, I have to say, because I went to, on your recommendation, I went to La Quinta Hotel, and it was fantastic. And I totally I only went because you loved it.
Oh my God, isn't it great?
It was so magical. The history of it was so cool. And they have like 41 pools.
Yeah. It's pool crazy over there. Yeah. Like somebody is annoying by the pool. You just, you know, walk a few feet to another pool.
It was great.
And and it's where, amongst other things that he wrote, I suppose, because it was a frequent, he just stayed there a lot to write, that particular hotel in La Quinta, California, which is in the Palm Desert. For those who don't know, Frank Capra wrote It's a Wonderful Life.
So cool.
Property. And then Greta Garbo had her own like space. Did you go look at Greta Garbo's area?
I did not, and I kept looking it up. I got there really late, and I wanted to, and I want to go back, but I did. But also, I found out that Judy Garland apparently got whisked away there after she lost the Oscar because people were afraid of what she was going to do.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's a good.
That's good, a good safe, place. Safe and Ginger place. Rogers got married there.
Oh, it just, it's endless, the stuff that goes on out there, because, you know, Palm Springs was such a, you know, destination for all the showbiz types in L.A. when they wanted to get away and act fancy, but in very hot weather.
So cool.
but yeah, so La Quinta, you know, everybody, when you say it, you think of that chain of hotels. That's, you know, let's face it, they're not like five-star hotels. This is not affiliated with that. This is, in fact, now it's a Waldorf Astoria.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Waldorf Astoria.
It smelled rich. It smelled rich. I think I got a discount because it was like Labor Day weekend, which is like 188 degrees. So I think it smelled like money. So yeah, that makes sense.
When it's uninhabitable, the rate comes down a little bit.
Yeah, that's how I was there. But when you walked into the lobby, it literally smelled rich.
Well, thank you for being wherever you are, Arden. And we'll tell everybody at the end of the show about all your upcoming tour dates. I know you got some shows out there on the East Coast.
Thank you, sir. That sounds great.
He won the last live show that we did with an audience down in Brea, California. It's Guy Branum. Hello,
Yay.
Guy.
Hello. Good to be here. After I was extremely late to the live show in Brea, I whisked myself to Palm Springs and recovered there, much like Judy Garland after the loss of the Oscar.
It's so true.
It's a really, it's a nice hang out there in Palm Springs, I think, you know. I went to the Palm Springs Film Festival for the first time this last January, of all times of year, January. So it was like actually like some nights it was actually like cold out, you know. But I guess all the hotels are cheaper, so that's a good time to have a film festival.
Also, the Palm Springs Film Festival puts itself squarely in the middle of Oscar season, and so they always get one good get. They always offer like a Lifetime Achievement Award to somebody who is on the campaign trail. So you get like, you know, Emma Stone doing 45 minutes of good comedy.
Yeah, wow. No, it's true. They got this last year. I didn't see that particular event, but I think they gave it to Cate Blanchett. But I got to see a screening of 80 for Brady, where all four of those ladies came out after and did a Q&A, and it was one of the best things I've ever seen.
Wow, that's so fun.
Yeah, to sit through an okay movie to see an amazing Q&A. I mean,
that's all-star.
Yeah, no, and they're all really funny, especially who knew Sally Field was such a weirdo?
Yeah, I didn't. She is.
Yes, no, she's really she's fun. Like she's really fun. Like she plays such serious characters all the time. You know, she's such a killjoy in Mrs. Doubtfire, but then you know, in real life, she's a sweetie.
Wow, okay. That's cool.
Also, he was kind of an out of control dad in that movie. Okay, so my point is this: we have a third guest to introduce, another returning champ. From last week's show, it's Jesse Joyce. Hello, Jesse.
Yay! What's up,
hey guys, how are you?
Yay, Jesse Joyce. Yeah.
It was very confusing to not know that you and Arden had spoken about a specific La Quinta, because
right,
you guys just both gushing about like which you know I spent the early part of a alcoholic road comedy career in various La Quintas throughout the and it was like I don't remember them being quite as nice or historic. As you guys are describing.
We love the La Quinta chain.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's a good place to like go around when you're too drunk to drive to a 7-Eleven to like scavenge what's left of people's trays outside their room to make a sandwich. I used to do that a lot, but you know, it wasn't matching up with what Arden was describing her experience.
Yeah.
Multiple pools.
Ginger Rogers got married there.
Yeah. So yeah, okay. It was very confusing and odd.
There's
got to
be something.
Name.
Something awesome must have been written in a La Quinta at some point. You know, like maybe, you know, maybe that guy wrote Boondock Saints there or something.
Yeah, so, I'm sure I probably wrote roast jokes for the Charlie Sheen roast in a La Quinta somewhere.
There you go.
So I don't know if that counts.
Yeah,
that counts.
That really counts.
Okay.
That's a great contribution to pop culture.
Yeah.
Before we start the games portion of the show today, I like to ask each of you what I've been asking everybody every week, and that is to please recommend one movie, Ardent Marine. What have you got for us?
Okay, in honor of everybody, like, Greta Gerwig is so cool.
Yes.
And in honor of being in New York, I love moments of time for like that, where the love of your life is your best friend. So, you know, whether it's a Super Bad for guys or like a Booksmart, I love her movie, Frances Ha, where, because I felt that way with my best friends, like around like high school and college, where, and then when one person sort of falls in love and moves on, and sort of how jealous and devastating that can be. I think there's a real window in time where like the main love of your life is your very best friend, and how important my female friendships were to me, and also how complicated it is to sort of growing up that that's not forever. And I think Frances Ha, much like Booksmart or Superbad, I think it's a really great movie about that. And it's sort of a smaller black and white movie. She's in it. Did she direct it, Doug? I think she did, didn't she?
She might not have. Maybe.
I think she co-wrote it with Baumbach and he directed it.
I think
it.
He might have directed okay. it. Yeah.
I just loved it. I feel
like Lady Bird was her directorial debut.
Okay. She's just so wonderful in it. And I think she's so cool. And just sort of a shout out to her as a performer and to New York as a city. I loved it.
I don't think there's any, you know, I think her talent knows no bounds based on like the three films she's directed and the other things she's, you know, written and acted in. Like she's incredible. Like, and now the, you know, all the records that Barbie's breaking, like, you know, making her like the number one.
It's so cool.
The number one woman to ever set foot on a movie set.
It's so cool. I love it. And it seems like she seems like a nice person, and she seems fun. And so that's like a smaller movie. And don't, you know, I highly recommend. It's really a cool movie. I loved it.
All right. We ran out of time for the other two people to.
I'm so sorry.
No, that was you seemed very prepared for that. Did you think about it before?
I did. I like today? To prepare. I care about you, Doug.
What if I'd asked this? Because sometimes I'll ask like for movies from a specific category. Would you have just tried to wedge it in to the?
No, I like to do well by you. I would not. I would have given you the right answer.
Well, this was the correct answer. I'll say that's for sure. Because it is one that people might not have gotten to see or heard about because she's suddenly blown up so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's move on to Guy Branum.
First, I would just like to say Greta Gerwig, our greatest sacramentan. Like in the luminous, like celestial skyscape of Sacramentans, like Greta Gerwig, our brightest star. But I saw like on the subject of like adolescent, like younger friendships being your primary relationship. I saw Bottoms this week.
I want to see that.
Like Arden, you're really gonna enjoy it just because it has the kind of big weird energy that you love.
Yeah.
You know, it, like at the beginning of it, I was like, wait a second, does this movie not know what its tone is? And then I realized that they were making an entirely new kind of high school movie that like just sort of has this like broad, almost like Zucker Brothers approach to high school that was sort of like big and broad. The like the football players are in their uniforms at every moment. It is a broad, fun burlesque of high school as sort of like like institution for making us be excited about men's bodies and what
that
means
so fun
for two queer girls in that situation. It was so much fun. It was ridiculous and stupid, and like Emma Seligman and Rachel Sennett and Ayo Edebiri, like I'm so excited that these people are collaborating, and I hope they continue collaborating. Like the short Shiva Baby I thought was really good. The feature I didn't love as much, but this really shows what they can do.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, Rachel Sennett, I saw it a few days ago, and Rachel Sennett is just, she is so damn funny, like nonstop. And then the whole movie is very very engaging because it is like this weird it is like an 80s comedy, but through this strange but also, more current lens.
That's so cool.
So it's very entertaining. And and here's my one liner to get, men who are like, what were all those women's names you were throwing around? To get men to go, all you have to say is it's two girls in high school start a fight club.
That's so fun. So
That's all
fun.
you need to know. That's
That's
how
all you
I'm
need.
sure that's how they got it financed, because it's just like, who wouldn't want to see
I
that?
was like, who is this very funny actor? Is this a comedian I haven't seen before? And then at the end, I saw it was Marshawn Lynch, who I know is a sports person. And I was like,
Yes.
good for him.
Oh my God, he is so funny in it. He's been
What
really
is his
funny in a
sport?
few things. Like he was in an episode of that show Murderville, where different celebrities are like
Yes.
the only person who doesn't know
Oh,
what's going
yeah.
on in a murder case with Will Arnett. And he's really funny in his episode. He's just really come across as this hilarious character, and
What's his sport that he plays?
he's a football player, and he
Cool.
but he's like the he's a teacher at the school, but he's they ask him to be the chaperone or whatever they call it for their club.
I love it. I can't wait to
Anyway,
watch. I can't
it's a
wait.
very funny movie. In theaters now, probably independently made. I don't know who's getting the money from it at this point, but it's still great. Okay, Jesse.
Yo. All right.
What's the
So,
time to
but
think?
consistently, I'm a history dork, right? So, I'm gonna go with Anthropoid. Have you guys ever seen that? It's like
No.
4 or 5 years old. It's fucking amazing. It's and I just went to Prague like a month ago with my brother, and we went and saw this place. So Anthropoid was this is the name of the mission in where the Czech resistance fighters in World War II, they successfully killed the highest, they assassinated the highest ranking Nazi in the Nazi Party, right? Like,
Oh,
this is the
cool.
highest profile assassination in all of World War II. Is the third highest. This guy, Heinrich something. Anyway, it's an amazing. It's like a really gritty. It's Cillian Murphy and Jamie Dornan play the two Czech resistance fighters, real guys. And then they kill the guy, and then they have to hide out in a church. And the like Catholic Church protected them for like 30 days. And then the Nazis found out where they were, and there was a huge standoff. And it was like the Alamo, and they like held this church for like 10 hours. It's an amazing story. And you can go to that church, and the whole basement is now like a museum, and they have all the stuff there, and the outside of the church is just riddled with bullet holes. It's pretty cool. It's an
That's
amazing story. So
what's it called again?
Anthropoid,
Okay.
it's from like 2015 or 2016. It's a
I'm
really
shocked that
good
it's
World
not
War II
like in the
movie.
movie everybody saw, because it's such an easy the name just rolls off the tongue.
It's honest to God, I had to look it up right before I said it, because it is such a confusing name, but that's what the mission was called. So I think that's why more people haven't seen it. So if you just say like, yeah, Cillian Murphy World War II movie, more people would have seen it, I think.
I
So,
think so, yeah. But it's
anyway.
also, it fits into like, I learned a couple of years ago that that a lot of movies, a lot more movies start with letters towards the beginning of the alphabet, just because people want their movie to be have a shot at coming up early if people are just scrolling through movie titles.
Oh, interesting. I would have thought that would have been more of a Blockbuster Video strategy. You know what I mean? Like, that should have
Yeah.
been something that was done 25 years ago when they were putting shit on shelves. But, all right. Interesting.
Yeah, no, anything. Yeah, because at least there was alphabet. It's alphabetized by category. But like sometimes when you're looking for a movie on demand, it's just this long ass list of titles by alphabet. So, Anthropoid's really gonna be seen by more eyes than a movie called Xenophobe.
A lot of
Right.
people don't realize that Arachnophobia's original title was Zoinks, Too Many Spiders, but they realized that that was bad business.
Points, points. Okay, so
Zoinks.
good old Zoinks. All right, so thank you for those recommendations. Those are very three interesting movies, one of which I will have to check out, I guess. And we have to take a break. We're going to be right back with some games after this.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back, and these are three terrific contestants we have here today. So I expect these games to be very competitive and for people to actually maybe know an answer or two, because I've been told the games are getting very difficult lately, and I love it.
They were last week.
You won!
Barely. I barely won.
All right. Well, we'll see how you do this week. And the first game we're going to play today is called Sweet 17, because just not for some pervy reason. It's because Doug Loves Movies is celebrating 17 years.
Wow.
With a special taping this Saturday, September 16th at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles at 4:20 in the afternoon. Wow. With three of not only the most frequent guests, but the most early guests, including the first guest ever be on the show. That's Brian Posehn, along with Kate Micucci and Paul F. Tompkins.
Fun! So, cool. All-stars!
Yeah, I know. That's going to be... It won't be as good as this one, this group right here, but it's pretty good. Yeah, I hate... You know what I mean? I hate it when on talk shows, like, the host will sit there and go, coming up next week, somebody famous, big round of applause, and then somebody else, big round of applause. All right, but tonight we've got, you know, and then somebody has to come out.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's me. Sorry.
Throughout my career, I've been pegged as the poor man's Kate Micucci, and I've come to accept that.
I was trying to figure out which one I would be. Brian Posehn.
Well, I said, you know, I say their names mostly because of their history with the show, but the three of you also have been very frequent guests. So anyway, that's what inspired the name of this game, is just the expression Sweet 17. I'll say a fun fact or a fact, and then you tell me.
Wait, did you just demote it from a fun fact to just a fact? Is that, so we can't guarantee they're all fun?
There's no reason to, you know, I usually say fun or otherwise, you know, because, you know, I can't guarantee fun in just a fact about a movie. But it'll be fun trying to figure out the answer, because your three options for each one of these are three answers. Either the movie called 1917, or 17 Again, or Edge of 17.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. You wouldn't think that these movies would have too much in common, but you're still going to have to figure out which one specifically has the fun or otherwise fact that I say about it to be true. We'll start with Arden.
Yes.
If she misses, then Guy gets to choose between two potential answers, and if he misses, then Jesse will get the gimme point. Each time somebody gets one right, we'll just start with the next person on the next round. Are you ready, Arden?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Which one of these films, 1917, the one-shot war movie, 17 Again with Zac Efron, or Edge of 17 with Hailee Steinfeld, which one has a character named Ned in it?
Which one was the Zac Efron one?
That'll be called 17 Again.
I'm going 17 Again, Doug.
Why do you say 17 Again, Arden?
Because I feel like they'd be like picking on Ned. He feels kind of like a bully, Zac Efron.
Oh, and you I think feel like Ned is like, yeah.
They'd like be like, fucking Ned. Ned's a tool. Goddamn Ned. Oh, you got to deal with Ned. That's why.
That's why they'd name him Ned in the screenplay, right? Because everybody's going to speak of like, him that way.
Everybody knows it's fucking Ned.
Oh, Ned.
Yeah.
Played by our friend Thomas Lennon in 17 Again.
Yeah, that was right.
That is correct.
Wow.
Don't let him listen to this episode. Yeah. All right. Arden's on the board.
Okay.
Guy's up next. What do you think of this fact, Guy? Has the same cinematographer as the motion picture 1984 from 1984.
Okay. I'm gonna say 1917, because I don't know, it's British, and I would assume you care about the cinematographer more than you do on these other comedies. But as we learned from that movie where, oh, cool as ice, sometimes you have a guy who shoots war movies and high school coming of age films. Okay, yes, 1917.
It's true that the cinematographer of the Cool as Ice movie was also the DP on Schindler's List.
Wow.
We did learn
that's
that
incredible.
We learned that at the Benson Movie Interruption last month at Dynasty Typewriter. All right. That is correct.
Yay.
It is.
Wow. Good job. Good job. That's how you do it.
Roger Deakins not only was the cinematographer in 1917, but also 1984 and Blade Runner 2049.
Nice.
If a movie's got a fucking year, the full outblown year of the title, Roger Deakins wants to shoot it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, he's the man for the job. But that 1917, that was that movie where it was Sam Mendes directed it, and it was like, you know, all like one shot, but also a freaking war movie. So very... very intense.
Honestly, stunned that there were no Neds in that movie. There were so many men.
I know any movie is eligible to have somebody named Ned in it. So I don't know how Arden figured that one out.
I just channeled it. I methoded it.
Yeah. Well, Jesse, now you get the third and final fun fact, and it's not fun at all, but. If you get this, it forces a three-way tie. We'll have to settle it. But if you don't, we will have a two-way tie. Or no, we'll see if Arden can guess it. And if she doesn't get it, then Guy wins. Okay. All right, here we go. Jesse?
Yeah.
Which one of those films is 1 hour and 44 minutes long?
I'm gonna go with 1917 again.
You like 1917?
Good guess.
Yeah, just because that seems a little long for a comedy thing.
Which is how people describe Edge of 17 and 17 Again.
Yeah,
as classic comedy things.
I knew who Richard Deakins was, by the way.
Oh.
But I don't get points for that. But, yeah. Whatever. I think I wrote for the Oscars. It was incorrect. Fuck.
Yeah, sorry.
We were
talking over the incorrect noise.
I heard the noise. Okay.
All right. So that means we go over to Arden. You got two options, Arden. Which one is an hour and 44 minutes long? Is it... Edge of 17 or 17 Again?
I'm going to go with Edge of 17, Doug.
You are?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you haven't picked that yet for any of them.
You think I give each one one?
No,
one shot
I don't.
Of
I actually don't. I think you sometimes give it all to one movie.
I do sometimes, yes.
So I
too
and
late
again
for that today.
Okay.
So you sticking with it?
Yeah, I'm sticking with it.
You're sticking with Edge of 17. I can't talk you out of it.
Nope.
That is correct.
Yay! Nice.
Way to go.
Wow, you really, wow. Really held firm under pressure there. A lot of times I can talk people off of the correct answer.
I'm just going with my gut, Doug. Just yeah. Going with my gut.
You really felt it. That
I did.
Yeah. You know, the war movies, you know, it's a war movie. So, of course, it's longer. It's like just shy of 2 hours. And the other movie, the 17 again, knows its place and keeps it to a tighter hour and 42 minutes.
Yeah.
But yeah, our comedy should be about in the 90 minute region.
Yeah. One,
it's another
exactly.
thing that I think Bottoms succeeds at admirably is yeah. it's the right length.
That's so good.
Doesn't you overstay its welcome.
You know what I did? Because I'm not as good with numbers as Richard Deakins. I heard 144 minutes. Like that's what my brain did. So I was like, well, that's way too long.
Yeah.
So yeah. But then I realized when you repeated it again, fuck, an hour and 44 minutes. That's a very reasonable amount of time to sit through one of those others. So anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, but that's,
I blew it.
You know, that's the thing about these, you know, game show situations is that the, you know, the brain will do stuff. And Arden, congratulations, because your brain pulled off the win.
I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
Powerful work. Powerful work.
Wow. I'm so excited.
And you get to go first in our, you know, on the game that decides it all today, our final game that we'll play right after these words. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back, and Arden Marine would not stop talking during the break about what a great player she is.
That's so true.
And how Guy and Jesse can just eat her dust.
That's exactly right. So me. That's so me.
Yeah. but yes, congratulations, Arden. You won that first game.
Wow.
And so that means you get to go first in our next game, which in this particular case, I do think there's an advantage here because if we do get in a tie-breaking situation, you'll get to go first to break the tie.
Oh my God.
But let's worry about that if and when we get to it.
Thank you so much.
So obedient. okay, so here's what we're gonna play, a game I call Purple Rain Man Deluxe Edition. Purple Rain Man's a game we've been playing on a smaller scale over the years where it's basically two titles mashed up together. Like Purple Rain Man is Purple Rain and Rain Man.
Okay.
Become one movie. So how this game works is I will start with you, Arden.
Okay.
And then we go to Jesse and then to Guy.
Okay.
And Arden, I will name the third build people.
Okay.
In a movie mashup title.
Okay. What makes it deluxe?
That it used to be I would say these and we just do one round and everyone would yell out when they thought they knew the answer.
I see.
But this version is more involved and you'll get to, you might guess as many as three times.
Wow, that's exciting. Okay, great. Okay,
so I'll say
cool.
The third build people first to you and then you guess from there. But
okay, great.
That will probably be difficult.
Okay.
And we don't want to spend all day on it, so just think about it and pass if you don't have an answer. Then
respect.
We'll go to Jesse, then to Guy. Then if it gets back to you, Arden, with no correct answer, I'll give you the second build people. And these are in the order. The two names are in order of how the title would go. Like,
okay.
So like with the title Purple Rain Man, the top people would be Prince and Dustin Hoffman.
Hoffman.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get it. You get,
I get it.
It.
I get it.
It's in your bones.
I got it. My eyes are closed and I'm channeling it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guy Branum plays this game in his sleep.
That's so great. And I love Guy Branum.
I don't think that's great for his sleep.
I love everything about Guy Branum.
No, it really upsets my, I've been trying to work on my sleep hygiene and I need to focus on not thinking about third build actors.
I love this.
All right, Arden, here we go.
Okay.
I think I said all the rules.
Okay.
I think it makes sense too.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Third build in this movie mashup title are Rachel McAdams and Richard Blade.
I don't know who Richard Blade is. I know who Richard Blaze is.
From Top that's Chef. A person?
Oh, Top okay. Chef, chef. Okay.
Well, this guy is from Top Knife, and his name is Richard Blade.
Okay, I don't know who Richard Blade is, so I'm going to pass. Because I don't want to give away any Rachel McAdams movies.
Right. She could be, you know, let's face it.
Exactly. The
greatest lady actresses end up third billed a lot. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to Jesse. Do you have any ideas on this one?
I've never heard of Richard Blade either. And I'm sorry to the Mr. Blade and his family. I'm sure he's a great actor.
I'm so sorry.
It's not reflective of his work. I just, I'm unfamiliar with it. But so I'm going to pass the guy.
Okay.
I'm also going to pass.
All right. Back to you, Arden. Second build are Jonathan Bennett and Christy Somers, S-O-M-E-R-S.
I have got to pass.
Right? Christ. Holy shit, Jesse!
These could just be people. These just be people you went to high school with. I have no fucking idea that any of these people
agree to agree. I agree to agree, Jesse. Agree to agree.
These are just random names to me. No, I have no idea. I'm sorry.
That'd be Rachel so McAdams, weird if I figured out some of your high school classmates just threw their names out.
Be so great. Tara I went to a school with somebody named Tara Pereira.
All right. I would like to speculate. I believe I've settled what the first one is, which is going to be Mean Girls. And the second one, you've listed a bunch of names of people I've never heard of, and nothing says people I've never heard of like a 1980s teen comedy. Is the answer Mean Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Oh, that's so good.
That is correct.
Wow.
No fucking way.
Wow.
You did it.
Wow. Your loss of sleep really paid off, guys.
Yeah.
All that training really paid off. Call Arianna Huffington and tell her to put it on her sleep cycle.
Wow.
I was going to try to stop you from giving away the first half in case you missed on the second, but
you would never miss. He's Guy Branum. He's a king.
Going. I knew where it was going.
He's a lawyer. He would never miss.
Well, you know, number one should have given it away for everybody because top billed in Mean Girls is, of course, Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
And that Jonathan Bennett fellow, I guess, plays the cute boy in her class that I can't That's name wild. Anything else.
He's gay now and he hosts cupcake shows. He's
gay. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Good for him.
Big win.
Good for him.
He That's sounds fun. Like he's got it all.
And he's then, got it all.
Richard Blade is a radio DJ who in the Girls Just Want to Have Fun movie is like the, you know, the live, they're doing like a live broadcast of a dance contest at the end of the movie.
That's
and
so,
fun. So I guess he got third billing cause he was like, they thought they were, he was a celebrity. They were using as a celebrity DJ. And then
great.
This Christy Somers, I can't for the life of me figure out who she is or what she played in the movie. And then number one build, according to IMDb, is a comedian who plays like the high school coach or something in the movie. And his name is Biff Yeager. And I only recognize his name because, you know, I've been watching stand-up comedy since I was little and he used to be on like Evening at the Improv.
Wow.
But here's the thing. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. The two leads. This is where IMDb gets it way wrong sometimes. The two leads of that motion picture are Sarah Jessica Parker and Helen Hunt.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it a good movie?
No.
Okay, great. Great. Okay,
they
great.
Just play a couple of girls who, it turns out, they don't just want to have fun, but they, you know, they got the rights to the Cyndi Lauper song that was a big hit, so they had to, you know, they had to say they wanted to have fun. What they really wanted to do was win the dance contest.
Girls just want to win the dance contest.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
Everybody knows that.
Okay. I think I can say with confidence it's one of Richard Blade's best movies.
But Arden, I would like to see Richard Blaze try his hand at film acting. I mean,
you know
I
what? Me too. We all would. I think he got like very into being on camera and kind of got a little bananas. He did, because I remember him season one. He was sort of like humble, and then he got really erratic. Really wanted to win All Stars. Got like kind of bananas. Has come back as a judge, and he's like a little like. I think fame did not become him, and that just makes you sense. Yeah. Don't you think? Do you watch it, Guy? Am I wrong? Oh,
a little bit. Seeing him be hosty instead of being chefy makes me a little sad.
Yeah, he was so needing to win when he came back for All Stars. I'm like, I understand the competitive spirit. Just chest your cards a little bit. You know what I mean? Just chest it a little bit. That's all right. Live and let live.
All right. So this time for round two, so Guy's on the board. Congratulations. For round two, Jesse will start us off. And
all right.
Third build in this movie mashup title are John Leguizamo and the aforementioned Sarah Jessica Parker.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Johnny mm-hmm. Legs and SJP.
Wow.
Okay. Third build, you say?
Yeah.
All right. Fuck. So they're both third build in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be a fool if I brought. Okay, never mind. Yeah.
Yeah, John Leguizamo's third build in the first movie and Sarah's in the second movie, and the two titles overlap.
Okay. Shit. I feel like this is within my reach, but I'm not.
Yeah, if nothing's coming to you, they're both in a lot of movies. If no combo's coming up just yet, let's go ahead and.
Yeah, I'm going to spawn in the city. That's all I got. So that doesn't work. I give up. I give it to Guy.
All right, Guy.
You know, I honestly just can't think of any Sarah Jessica Parker movies that start with Julie Newmar. So I'm going to have to pass.
I have a theory of what the second movie is. But I do not know what the first movie is. But I could be wrong. I have a theory of what she could be third build in, but I don't know what. And I'm sure I'm wrong, but I don't know what the first movie is. Pass.
Okay. All right. So everybody got a shot at that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So who went first that time? Was it Jesse?
Mm-hmm. I did, yeah.
Okay. Here's your second build, Jesse. Patrick Swayze and Pierce Brosnan. So we got Johnny Legs in one, and Patrick Swayze in one, and Sarah Jessica Parker and Pierce 007 Brosnan in the second one.
Okay. Fuck me. Goddamn, again, this seems very attainable. There's no like Richard Blades in this one. This like these are people I can picture immediately.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Fuck. It's not coming to me. I'm going to Guy.
Unfortunately,
or is it Arden? Sorry. No, it's Guy, right?
It's Guy.
No, I'm not the host of this.
Okay. Unfortunately, I have already, like, it is very clear that the first movie is Chu Wong-Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. Mm-hmm. The second one, I cannot think it's truly got to be some sort of Sarah Jessica Parker romantic comedy that begins with M-A-R, so probably marriage or married or something like that, but I can't think of it. So I'm just going to give you Chu Wong-Fu, Thanks for Everything, Miami Rhapsody.
Oh, God. You're such a star. Your lack of sleep is truly inspiring.
No.
Yeah. I can listen to Guy reason his way through.
Me too. I'm obsessed with his brain. I'm like, I want to put a ring on that brain.
It's really interesting.
All right, well, he's not correct. So what do you think, Arden?
Chu Wong-Fu, Thank You for Everything, Julie New Marriage Story? Marrying Man? Marriage?
No.
Marriage?
No,
Okay, okay, great. Thank you. Okay.
All right, Jesse, here's the third build. I mean, top build people. Here's the numero unos. Wesley Snipes. Mm-hmm. And Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. What the fuck?
Who is number one billed if he's in a movie?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah. I just can't think of a single thing that Jack Nicholson and Pierce Brosnan. I would have never expected them to have been in the same room as each other.
It's an odd trio. Guy's gonna get it. We know the guy's gonna get it.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun to hear. It's gonna be fun to hear him get it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Guy to win.
Yeah, let's just give it to Guy. Go ahead, Guy.
No. I don't have it. It like this is clearly some sort of squishy late 90s, early 2000s kind of comedy. I just remember there was something called Married to It, so I'm going to say Chu Wong-Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, Married to It, but that's not the answer. What's the answer?
What's the answer?
The answer is, I mean, to the second movie, what if I said, because you're absolutely right about the first movie, but what if for the second movie I were to go on to say Glenn Close, Jack Black, Michael J. Fox.
This is the weirdest cast. is it an animated movie?
No, should be.
Is this the Aristocrats documentary?
No, but it's a word, a title that begins with Mar. And also it stars a bunch of little aliens that are green.
Mars Attacks. Chu Wong-Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie New Mars Attacks. Ugh.
Oh my God, I feel like he should get it.
No.
He understood that it was gonna be he got it. I would be willing to lose to that point.
I mean that's so crazy. I always think of Mars Attacks as fundamentally a Natalie Portman vehicle.
Right.
And
I forgot Natalie. Yeah.
I forgot that SJP was in that.
I really believe that your sleuthing deserves some kind of credit. I really want you to get some kind of something.
I feel like he's going to win the whole thing. So let's play round three and see what happens.
Thanks, Doug.
This is the one where you get to go first, Arden.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You went first the first time. So it's unfortunate, but Guy is in the lead and gets to go first.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. This is the thing that happens sometimes. But,
sure, understood.
Then we'll go to you, Arden, and then to Jesse.
Okay, cool. I love it.
See what happens. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Guy, here we go. Third build are Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Matt Dillon.
Yeah, that's fine.
I pass.
I have a theory about the second movie, and I could be wrong. I don't know what the first movie is, so I'm going to pass.
Jesse?
That brings me something. Yeah, I got to pass too.
Okay. These are tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you got a lot of movies to some flip through with those people. But the second names always help out a little bit. Mm-hmm. And guy gets to go first with these names. Julius Stiles and Owen Wilson. Watch guy do his work.
Who was the first one and the second? Who was the first pair we heard?
First movie's got Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Julia Stiles. Second movie's got Matt Dillon and Owen Wilson. Tell them the full title, guy.
All right. Clearly, the first part is 10 Things I Hate About You. And then is it 10 Things I Hate About You, Me, and Dupree?
That is correct.
That's so good. Oh, good. Just respectable Guy Branum, but also the magical mind of Doug Benson and marijuana for coming up with that combination. Really, just praise be to Doug and marijuana. It's incredible. It's incredible. Well, you know, it was a gift.
Those nerds over on Jeopardy do this too. They do a movie mashup thing now, and I accuse Ken Jennings of getting it from me, but he wouldn't have it.
No.
But congratulations, Guy Branum. You did it again.
I'm so sorry that you keep having to deal with me, Doug. I apologize. I went into this fully intending to throw it, and I had two such capable competitors that
my competitive instincts took over.
Arden and Jesse, that was powerful work from both of you. That
you have well, to. You ha- I want you to play hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Guy. Can you join us for the show next Saturday?
Of course. Afternoon
at Dynasty Typewriter.
Wow.
Of course.
Wow.
Well, there you have it, everybody. Joining Paul F. Tompkins, Brian Posehn, and Kate Micucci, Guy Branum. I might just keep inviting people. Just go nuts. I've had as many as 13 people on stage for a Douglas movies. So you never know. But for now, let's say congratulations, Guy Branum. You get to do your plugs first. What would you like to promote?
Hey, guys, since there's nothing new coming out, why not go on your Max app and watch Talk Show the Game Show?
It's so fun.
A show that I did for 2 years on True TV. Arden Marine, you were a guest, weren't you?
I sure was. And I have to say, it's, again, your brain. Like, it's so fun. It was such a fun show.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks so much. But it has Doug Loves Movies-ish elements to it, yes. I would say.
I was on with Diablo Cody and Moby. Oh, wow. And you see, like, guess who won?
Arden has the weirdest rider. She'll only work with people whose names rhyme, and it's it's a little limiting. But thank God for Diablo Cody Moby. That'd be a fun married name, Diablo Cody Moby.
Yes, or if he took her last name and he was Moby Cody.
Oh my God, that'd be the best. Artie Marine,
yeah.
What would you like to promote?
Well, of course, Will You Accept This Rose will be coming back shortly with the Golden Bachelor, which is a 71-year-old senior, and everybody's over 60, and the ladies are dead gorgeous. And then we'll be doing Paradise, which will be fun with Doug. He's a champ. He's a king. And then I'm doing a bunch of live shows on the East Coast, Union Hall on September 21st, City Winery Philly, October 12th, City Winery Boston, October 18th, and Bethesda Blues and Jazz, October 13th. So you can get all of them at ardenmarine.com or my Instagram.
Are you trying to tell me Bethesda doesn't have a winery?
I guess no winery, or maybe they're just not interested. They're like, go to the jazz house.
How many city wineries do you think there are?
I don't know, but apparently everybody loves playing them, so I'm really excited.
There's a few, and it sounds like a fun venue to play.
People I know who've played them say it's really fun. So I know there's one in Atlanta. And I know there's one in New York. So I'm excited.
Well, speaking of things that are fun and exciting, wait till you hear about Jesse Joyce's book. Tell us all about it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm happy to. But before I do, real quick, the writers of Kimmel and myself, because I'm one of them, are doing stand-up at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club, September 29th through October 1st in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And since we're on strike and we can't do anything else, we're doing that. And that's also why I wrote a book, which is called Killing the Guys Who Killed the Guy Who Killed Lincoln, a nutty story about Edwin Booth and Boston Corbett. And it's a funny, true story about the self-castrated Mad Hatter who chased down John Wilkes Booth and killed him. And it's about Edwin Booth, who was John's way more famous brother, who nobody remembers anymore because his brother killed the president. So it's a real
Can I say that I lived in a building where I believe they hatched the plan for it on Grove Street in New York at 45 Grove. And there was always tours out front stopping and they hatched the plan of the assassination on the parlor floor.
What? Really?
Yeah. Huh. And there's also yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. 45 yeah. Grove, worth looking at.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Well, Jesse's got to go.
And now it's probably like a raised pizza, by the way.
No, it's gorgeous. It's like this old mansion. My apartment was like literally 300 square feet. It was tiny, but it was this beautiful. It looks like, it actually looks like an assassination for Lincoln was planned there. It's very haunted. It was really haunted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
This sounds like an exciting place to live.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right. Here's my plugs. Doing stand up at 4:20 on Saturday, October 7th at American Comedy Company in San Diego. November 4th, what a day. In the afternoon, Doug Loves Movies. At night, stand up. Where? What city's lucky enough to get that? It's a place called Cleveland. All of my dates are at douglovesmovies.com. And oh, also one more, Doug Loves Movies in Austin, Texas at Cap City Comedy on October 25th. And did you hear that doorbell go off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got like this, I've got a button that's a doorbell sound, but now it just goes off on its own every once in a while.
That's fun. That's fun.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. But maybe I should open the door because there's a ghost outside.
Is it John Wilkes Booth?
Probably. This would also be a nice space for plotting something.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Thank you to all three of my guests, Guy Branum, Arden Marine, and Jesse Joyce. What a delightful hour this has been. And as always, that is all.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug